of you listening to my voice right now have answered at least 3, 4, 5, 6, or 10 telemarketing calls on an average week. I'm telling you, I know that I get at least 2 a day. Maybe that's all coming to an end, although I doubt it. That's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, if you just tuned in. Don't worry, we're going to seg into politics and beat up a few people along the way. And it doesn't matter what party, we're not getting the results we want. That's obvious. In the meantime, something else that we'll touch on is the fact that, you can't get away from this. Greed is good. That was what Gordon Gekko said back in the 80s with Wall Street when he was in that movie. Of course, the character was Gordon Gekko, played by Michael Douglas, if you remember. And then there was a remake of it a couple of years ago. And the same thing, time-tested. Greed is good. Not when you get caught, though. I'm going to tell you about a couple of idiots that got caught for really bilking some people from a very big, big company. Maybe we'll throw them in the dungeon. Even Oprah is in trouble for something, but she quickly apologized. So the first thing that we'll go to is the telemarketing deal. And I bring this up because I know that you all can feel me on this one. I know that you have all dealt with it at some point in your life. Maybe you're lucky and you don't get those calls. You've managed to successfully block them out. And for that matter, I can't imagine being on the other end of that. I can't imagine being the person who has to make those calls because it's a tough way to make a living. Have you ever done any telemarketing? Very tough to overcome that objection when people are not happy about being intruded on when they think that they shouldn't be. Julius Genachowski, who's in charge of the FCC, the Federal Communications hubbub of the country, the guru, if you will, he said this about those unwanted calls and the big flip. Take a listen.
We beefed up our robocall rules. We're requiring explicit opt-ins. Robocallers need to get written consent.
Written consent. Okay, that could be tough if they're really going to honor this. Here's what one guy said about telemarketing, how fraudulent it is, and the unwanted calls. This is Jerry Casarelli.
It doesn't stop telemarketing. Legitimate marketers can still call, provided they follow the other regulations of the do not call registry and so forth. Citizens of the United States will understand that if it's a robocall, it is someone who is a fraudster, someone who is not following the law.
Okay, so then what do you do? They're not following the law. Oh, hold on. I'm going to go grab my other phone line, and I'm going to report you. Who's your supervisor? Let's get to that right now. And I suppose you could, but you got to be able to jump through those hoops. And the problem with all of us, what is the problem? The time thing. So the Federal Communications Commission approved the new rules to limit the automatically dialed or anyway pre-recorded calls. They got the fancy name, as you heard them say, robocalls. But they want to push beyond the rules that were in place since 2008 because telemarketers have auto dialers and pre-recorded messages. A lot of them have them. I know that I've gotten them. You know, when you get tricked in, you pick up the phone and you think it's actually someone, and then there's a lag time, like a couple of seconds, and poof, it kicks in and you're hooked. I mean, you're just hooked into the call and you hang up. But under the new requirements, they've got to get, as he said, writing in place before they can do that. They used to be able to just call without permission. So that's going to be interesting how that's worked. How that works. I guess they're just going to have to say it on the, say it when they call somebody. Now, here's what's interesting. Information calls, like school closings, flight cancellations, all that, that's all an exception. Because they can be made to landline phones without permission. Text messages, calls to cell phones, they got tighter rules on that one. So, the dead air calls, as they say. Dead air. and you can sue the companies. So maybe they will follow. If enough people just didn't ignore it and they take the time and go through those hoops, like I said, and decide that they're going to go after somebody, more power to you. Now you actually have something that will back that up. Wouldn't it be nice just to know you don't have to get those phone calls, though? Ugh. Collecting debts from wrong people, like I have mentioned, prescriptions that I have no idea what they're talking about that we owe for. Come pick up your prescription. No, we tell them. No, we don't owe it. Maybe I would have a lawsuit. I keep getting these calls even though I tell them not to call me anymore. It's a lot of political calls, and people don't want the political calls. They don't want to keep, they want to exempt themselves from it. They don't want to keep getting them, reminding you to vote and who to vote for, even though you already voted, all that sort of stuff. Goes out on election day, and yeah, it's annoying. Are they really getting our vote, or are they really just infuriating us and making us want to vote in a different direction anyway? I'm just thinking out loud. Let's go to Al in Canada. Al, you're our leadoff man. What's happening?
Hi, Kate. There used to be a company called Northern Telecom, and it had thousands of employees in the USA and Canada and all over the world. And the government of China hacked into their computer system about 10 years ago and stole a bunch of their business secrets and their trade and their technical secrets. And that was part of the reason why Northern Telecom went. Have you ever heard of Northern Telecom?
I have, yeah. They're not
anymore.
They went
belly up about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I
had two friends that worked for them. They went out, yeah.
Yeah, they went. My brother worked for Northern Telecom. They went belly up, and the government of China hacked into their computer system illegally and stole a bunch of their secrets, trade secrets, and copyrighted technical engineering secrets or trade, whatever you call it. I you know the word, but I don't know the word.
Sure.
But anyways, and that was part of the reason why they went belly up. And here, our stupid Prime Minister Harper, the biggest hypocrite in the world, he pretends to be a right winger, but he's a left winger pretending to be a right winger. He's over, and he brought home a bunch of giant teddy bears from, and President Obama was giving caviar and champagne to the president of China, the future president of China last week, right? This guy's going to be the next president of China, right? The guy that Obama was having caviar and champagne with,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And our stupid Prime Minister, he brings over home a couple of giant teddy bears. You know, what the hell they call them? Pandas?
Panda bears.
Yeah, that's the word. And this is such a big, those cotton picking pandas are going to cost the taxpayers of Canada $10 million for 5 years to feed, and then they eat about $10,000 worth of bamboo. I didn't know that. They eat bamboo. And the bamboo is grown in Florida. It's good for the economy of Florida. I'm happy for Florida, but it's about $10,000 worth of bamboo a day or a week or something like that. So how is this a major coup? How is this a major achievement for? He brought home a couple of giant teddy bears, and apparently they're going to buy a little more oil, and they want to build a pipeline. You know, I don't
it's
understand
the pipeline.
Why. I don't understand why we don't just say you know, we get so much stuff from China. Almost everything I bought from China in the past year has broken down. I bought a bunch of stuff from made in China, and almost all
of course.
Of course,
it's cheap. It's cheap. That's the thing, Al. Short and sweet. Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about my test next on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
In our next segment, you got to be kidding, and we got a bunch of them for you. Did you hear the story about the guy whose electronic cigarette blew up in his face? Blew out all his teeth. Ooh, that's a dangerous cigarette. That'll make you stop smoking. And how about the story about a producer who won the lottery twice? A television producer. What's up with that? Lucky. That's what it is. Also, there's another thing that I happened to see. This story about Oprah Winfrey, and probably you all know this by now, she was urging people to go and switch from the Grammys to her network to get the Nielsen ratings up. I think she just didn't realize what she was saying, is what I believe. But anyway, I'll give you all the ins and outs of that nonsense. It's funny stuff. You gotta be kidding. That's coming up. But before we do that, the test that I mentioned when Al was saying a bunch of crap that he's gotten from China, that it's all broken down and whatnot. Well, the reason people are getting things made in China, we know the saga, that's why we do the Made in America segment, is because you're going for a cheaper rate, and a lot of it is made cheaply, quickly, cheaply, cheap labor, all that. We can connect the dots. That's fairly obvious. But what's not so obvious to a lot of people, which is why we started to do the segment, I don't think that we should not export things. I don't think that we shouldn't import things. But there should be certain levels on it, and there should be some pride in creating your own stuff, if you will. It's that people don't want to pay for it. You get used to it, and you want things cheap. You want cheap stuff. That's what it is. You know, you want, it's that mindset of always getting something on sale. That's why Amazon is such a brilliant company. Jeff Bezos did a great job with Amazon. Why? Because when you go on Amazon, even I can say that for myself, because I have a book out. It's called Level the Playing Field. The book is on Amazon. And on Amazon, they have all kinds of deals. They'll say, if you get the book now, you order the book now and you get three books and you get shipping for free. Or if you order the book, you can package it with something else and you get this and, you know, all kinds of deals. Everybody wants to get a deal. They want to get something for nothing or get some kind of a deal. I mean, look, I'm the same way. All of us are programmed that way. So if you look at your stuff in your house, and I've said this a bunch of times, but I'm going to say it again, if you just tuned in, walk around and lift some things up and see where, I'm going to give you an example right here on the air. I'm going to talk about it. If you can't see me, that's okay, but I'm going to describe it for you. I have collected baseballs because I covered sports and politics and all that, so you meet a lot of interesting people. And you take your baseballs, I figured if I have a kid, I pass him, you know, pass him or her the stuff that I've collected. So you put the baseballs in a container. It's a plastic container that preserves the signature on the baseball. The one that I got in my hand is from Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan, who threw 7 no-hitters. He was played for several baseball teams, including the Texas Rangers, of which he is now the president of the club. Well, I didn't know this. I have all these plastic containers for the balls. Guess where they're made? They're made in China. Go figure. Made in China. So now I'm wondering, is there anyone in America who makes these plastic cubes? That's a thing I didn't know. I just did my own little game. I lifted over a few extra things, and that's what I found. So that was the point of telling you that. You'd be surprised at how much stuff is made in China, made in other places, and then you could talk about the quality. If you pay less, you might pay more in the end. All right, speaking of paying less or paying more, we all agree, and we started talking about this. I want to finish this up about the telemarketing calls. I really don't know too many people that say, oh, geez, give me the – I love those telemarketing calls. I sit there and I rap with the people. Most people don't want to be solicited. They're tired. They don't want to pick up the phone. I mean, who picks up the phone now? That's what's happened is with telemarketing, I'm surprised that people still have success with this. A lot of people just avoid the phone, especially now because they have the cell phone, so the chances are they're going to answer the cell phone more. Well, Flanker sent this in. He says, I used to call people for insurance sales, but we always check the do not call list before calling. However, the law says if a person refers a sales rep to another person and that person is on the do not call list, how about that, then the sales rep can call anyway. What's also interesting is how many people have unlisted numbers. So how are they getting the unlisted numbers? It's crazy. Highlight looks like Highlight has gotten to the point where he's saying, I want to change my number. I wanted to throw the phone out. You know, just say, forget it, I'm sick of the phone. And, you know, that's the thing. I think all of us are tired of answering solicitations. The worst one, and usually, you know, look, I feel for the people who are making $5 an hour, $6 an hour to make the calls, but they used to be polite and friendly, but I've gotten where I've got someone on the phone and they just start screaming at you because they just don't want you to hang up. Probably because they're being recorded and they have to tell their supervisor they really gave you the big pitch. If you don't stay on the line, then an X amount of time, then they haven't overcome the objection and that's a problem for them. And so that's what that deal is about. That's why anything to keep you on, just keep pounding you with, you know, different things. All right, speaking of the phone and getting people to do things, here was the Oprah blunder. Oprah Winfrey went to Twitter a couple nights ago, and I guess it would be Sunday, and asked to ask the Nielsen viewers to watch her network, which is the OWN network, and she's got just slammed, I mean, just criticism from every corner of the earth for having people, telling people to do that, because this is ratings measurement, and Nielsen can't have that. You can't say that. She can't push people to do that. There's little tricks she could employ, but she didn't use the little tricks. She just flat out said that on the Twitter. See, everybody gets in trouble with Twitter. She said, everyone who can, please turn to OWN, especially if you have a Nielsen box. That's what she tweeted. She did that at the start of her Next Chapter show, I guess, that she runs. And then she did another tweet where it said, commercial Grammy people, you can turn to OWN. So that caused a massive backlash on Twitter because the readers were saying she's begging for viewers and being desperate. And plus, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, that's the other thing. You're not supposed to solicit it that way. You're not allowed to do that. The networks can't specifically target the subscribers. It prohibits them to do it because then they're singling out panel members to change viewing habits. So Nielsen won't allow that. What they have to do is review the contract, and I guess, of course, they will do that. The Grammys had almost 40 million people that watched them. They crushed everybody else. I mean, they just crushed them. Now, Oprah Winfrey, probably in the excitement of tweeting and not realizing maybe, she released a statement. She just said she removed the tweet at the request of Nielsen, and she didn't mean any harm, and she apologizes for the reference. Again, everybody gets in trouble with these tweets. Who knew that something that seems so simple, the 140 characters, has gotten people fired from jobs, has led to divorce. And as much as Twitter can be cool, it's really, even Roland Martin at CNN, there was a backlash to something he said about the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago. In one of the ads, that were featuring, what's his name, the soccer player, David Beckham, the underwear ads, he made a comment about that there wouldn't be any dude in his house who made a comment about David Beckham. And that led to him, at least temporarily, being suspended. How about that? Guarantee he didn't think that was going to happen when he made a little sarcastic tweet out. So somebody's going to release a book, trust me, called the Proper Etiquette of Social Media. In fact, I'm sure there's probably one, you know, already out there somewhere. All right, hang out with us a little bit longer. Coming up next, you gotta be kidding me.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
This stuff is just good, too good to be true. I mean, too good and too sad in another sense. So I say it's, you gotta be kidding me. How often do we say that to each other in our daily lives? You call up somebody, you're talking to your buddy, you send an email, you gotta be kidding me. I can't believe what I just read, I can't believe what I just saw. All of us have this happen every single day that we walk on the planet Earth. Sometimes it's good, it provides levity, other times you just shake your head, you really can't believe what you're hearing. Here's a good one for you. It's luckily it didn't have a fatal ending, but scary for people who own pets. You know, you take your pet to the groomer, you assume, yeah, there's ways to hook them up so that they're okay. And a common chain is Petco. They groom lots of puppies and other animals, cats and whatnot. So a groomer apparently cut off part of a puppy's ear, then tried to cover it up by gluing it back on. Are you kidding me? That's a double whammy. So, geez, let's glue the ear back on. Maybe they won't notice. This was in Hawaii. The woman took her dog in, a little dog, a Pomeranian Maltese mix, into the groomer, left the dog, came back to pick it up, and then realized that there was dried blood and stuff and could figure out that this is not the, and they have long ears, that this was not the dog's ear, that it had something, you know, that had been glued, something was there. So when she noticed that, she went to the vet and the vet said, oh, it looks like they glued it back on, and she was just stunned. So now she's suing, of course she's suing, that Petco. And I have a feeling she's got a pretty darn good case. She probably has a chance to win this case. What were they thinking? I mean, you see, here's the thing. They might have been able to save the ear if they had told her, but they didn't. Instead, they tried to fudge it by gluing the dog on, gluing the ear on the dog. So that's why you got to be careful about these groomers. You got to be careful about where you're taking your animals. And it was more than amateur hour there. They made a mistake and then made it worse by doing the ultimate cover-up that didn't work. Here's another, you got to be kidding me. Lots of people probably have heard this story by now. But did you hear about the Florida man who's at a burn center? Why? Because his electronic cigarette blew up in his face. He was smoking, they call it an e-cigarette. He was smoking it a couple of nights ago when his wife heard an explosion from their study. She said it sounded like a firecracker exploded in the house. She heard him scream. The neighbors could hear him scream. So people called the police, called the fire department. He had a faulty battery inside the cigarette, that's what they think, caused the accident. He said it was like he had a bottle rocket in his mouth. It blew out all of his teeth. All of his teeth were blown out in the accident. Oh, can you say serious dental work when the whole burn thing is over? They're not regulated. The electronic cigarettes are not regulated. So you do it at your own risk when you buy those. And he did. So that might make it difficult when he decides to take them to court. Although I still think he might have a lawsuit there somewhere. But that is definitely one of the you got to be kidding me things. He was not thinking when he decided to go with the electronic cigarette, that it was going to end up knocking out all of his teeth. And that, if you've ever had any kind of dental work done, I mean, even the simplest things, whether it's cavity or, here's a bad one, the wisdom teeth thing. Ooh, wisdom teeth is tough. You think you're okay, and then it's like a ton of bricks have slapped into your head a little bit later on. Even though usually you leave the office with a prescription for a couple of pills, it still is a very tough thing under the best of circumstances, like a root canal. If you have all the teeth, if you're talking about replacing all of your teeth or some that are just chopped, I can't even imagine what the pain would be like. In first of all, sitting there through however many hours you would have to sit through the dental surgery. I mean, he's going to have to do it, but I think it's going to be nasty. At least if I were him, I would try to get them to pay for the surgery, if nothing else. This is amazing. So you're a producer for CNN. You're working in the big bad newsroom. And guess what? You run out when you go to get the dinner and whatnot. You go and get a little lottery tickets for fun. So this producer, Jennifer Hauser, in Atlanta, because that's where CNN's main headquarters are, is just 29. And she scratched her way to $1 million, one of those instant 50 times the money games. And when she did it, I guess she was just shocked. She didn't know what to think, because that's probably that feeling for any kind of money you win in the lottery. We said that about the guy in Rhode Island, the person in Rhode Island who hasn't come forward, who won the big lottery with the Powerball. So $1 million. And she won $100,000 in November, so do the math. Even with what she owes for the IRS, man, that's pretty good. She is so ahead of the game. Guess the house doesn't always win. With the instant game that she hit in November, she bought a new car and paid bills. Now, I guess she's talking about using the current money to buy a new car for her mother. That's nice. Because she works in the news business, maybe, and she sees what happens to people who win big lotteries, she's going to be conservative with her money. Man, Georgia lottery. I guess a lot of people hit the lottery there. I was looking at their sales and the people who have won. The scratch-off, we've had a lottery winner on the show who, talk about, you got to be kidding me, who won 7 times, and he says the trick is, if you're doing the scratch-off thing, you have to buy 10 tickets in a row. If you buy 10 tickets, then you'll have winners. But the problem is it doesn't do you much good if it's just a buck here and a buck there. Maybe you win your money back. He says if you do that, the odds increase significantly, and that's why he was able to win so much money. To be able to do that seven different times is pretty incredible, I think. Let's move on to another one. Oh, there are so many to choose from. That's why I decided to do this segment for the show, because I had come across so many ridiculous things. I thought, I can't leave these alone. We gotta touch some of these. At first, I thought this was a hoax. Somebody sent me a text message about it, and I thought they were kidding, saying, you need to check this out for your show. People would probably get a kick out of it. And they sent me a link to one of the papers in the UK, and the headline was this: Diner suffers cardiac arrest while eating a triple bypass burger in a restaurant called the Heart Attack Grill. Oh. Paramedics had to be called in. There's a guy in his 40s. That restaurant is, there are a couple of different places, but in Las Vegas. He was eating that burger. That was confirmed. The burger has 3 pieces of meat, 12 bacon strips, cheese, red onion, sliced tomato, whatever the special sauce is, 6,000 calories. That, first of all, that's just crazy to begin with. I guess he was midway through eating the burger when he started to get chest pains. I mean, really, this can't be good for this burger. Halfway through it, he couldn't talk. He was sweating. And it was terrible. They automatically, they just called, they were worried he's going to flatline. They just called for the paramedics. They came in, and this thing is crazy. I don't know how you could eat it. You'd have to take it apart. I don't see how you could even bite into it. And the Heart Attack, the Heart Attack Grill lived up to its name almost. A sign at the entrance to the restaurant say, go away. If you come in this place, it's going to kill you. Oh, they might have to take away that promotion, because you figure if somebody gets, let's say somebody were to get a shake and they were to slap on some fries, the meal could be over 8,000, 9,000 calories. And if you look at what the daily intake for calories for women and men, what's recommended for men, if it's 2,500, woo, you do the math. For that, and he was way over the limit, apparently. It got to him. It might have been that he was, here's what I think also could have happened. He might have been eating it too fast. You know, when somebody eats so fast and they're shoveling food in and then it gets stuck. I was wondering if that was what the deal was. It's because it's just too crazy that that's what the restaurant's called. That's what the burger, Heart Attack Grill, and that's the burger is all those calories, so I'm thinking maybe he just got excited about eating the burger and went crazy eating it too fast. Certainly lives up to, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Coming up on the flip side, how are the approval ratings for the president doing, and what's happening with the Republicans, as it's very quiet right now? Still have a way to go before there's another primary and there's another debate. So there is campaigning going on, but it's been a lot quieter than it has the last month, when really January and the beginning of February things went crazy. Everything just exploded between the debates and the caucuses, and ultimately primaries too, getting ready for some big primaries. Hang with us.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible, lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2-car garage with both bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents here on America Tonight, you can always do that. The highway is open. 800-259-5791. A couple of quick comments. Spinning Blades says that Nolan Ryan ball is worth 10 grand. Hardly Spinning Blades. Not anywhere near her 10 grand. Lucky if it was 100. Trust me on that one. It's the case that we're trying to find, made in America, not made in China, proving my point that I mean, here it was right in front of my face. I flipped it over. I had no idea. Also, Jack threw in on the burger thing, the Heart Attack Grill, the 6,000-calorie burger. He says, it's a great burger. I've eaten one. My man, Jack, that is a lot of calories. Of course, if it's the only you ate in the day and then you worked out or something, you could burn, especially for a guy. Because guys, darn it, you just, the weight comes off so much easier for you. You run around the block a couple of times and you drop 10 pounds. So, you know, I guess you could burn it off easier than a woman would probably burn it off. It just seems like it's just so big. It's three burgers. It's like eating three burgers. Mm. Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. I just sent you an email. Made in America baseball display cases.
Yay.
And the first one on the list, they're really, really nice because I have bought them for some of my really expensive miniatures.
Okay, good. So there is some. I'll look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, there is. And then I sent you two other links. But the first one I really like because they have a wood base.
Mm.
And they have really nice beveled edges.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So you have three sources for Made in America.
Good.
Sports memorabilia. They have other cases, too, but I look for baseball.
I like that. That's good because, you know, that's the key thing that we talked about where people are, and you were saying it. What was the thing you're looking for? Dish towels still that are made in America.
Oh, I found them. I found them.
You did?
I found them. In fact, I found some flour sack, which make awesome, awesome towels. Plain old flour sacks that you can embroider, but I put different edgings on them because I'm not going to fuss with embroidery at this stage of my life. But they make excellent dish towels. Excellent.
All right. All right. That's so a great tip.
Found a whole bunch of flour sacks, and they're really heavy-duty quality. And I'm just thrilled to death. Now I have my socks and I have my my towels. And
that's good. You are the so everybody knows, Izzy is like our adopted intern, by the way, here in America Tonight. That's what Matt and I call you. We're going to have to let Donovan in on the secret because you're, like, giving us all these tips and you turned me on to some really good companies that were good as far as made in America, just terrific people that we've introduced people to. So thanks for that.
Well, I was going to get on another little rant, but I'll just do my Made in America little spiel.
Okay. Save that Made in America.
Yesterday, I was in Walmart. I had to go to Walmart because they run everybody else out of town just about. And I was in a very bad mood. My body decided to have some major spasms about the size of the fist and about my shoulder blades. And normally I wear lidocaine patches because the pain is that gross.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I wear around 2,100, 2,200 milligrams of lidocaine on my back.
Wow.
Alone.
Wow.
So anyway, but anyway, I was just getting in a really crabby mood. People were just being stupid. And I cut through this little section that was doing all the all you guys out there that wear till the 99th hour to buy a box of candy that's made in China. Oh, I was so angry because I stopped and I looked and I said, you've got to be, and I said a nasty word so I won't say it on the radio.
Thank you.
I just was like, you have got to be blank me.
Right, right.
I said, this is made in China. It's not even edible. And the girl looked at me and the guy looked at me and I literally pitched the box down and walked off and it went from bad to worse. Cause then I started roaming around looking. I go, made in China. Made in China. Pooey. And people are looking at me and I'm like, I'm making an ass of myself and I don't care. And one guy walked over to me. He says, are you opposed? I said, opposed? I said, I am violently rabid about made in China crap and that's all you have. I said, I've picked up at least 40 items and they're all made in China. Now,
wow.
That means you're not getting my business here.
Yeah.
And
wow.
He just says, well, good for you. Write the company. And I said, oh, I have probably several dozen times by now. But the manager heard me. I'm well known in Walmart, my Walmart. Trust me, I'm the return queen. But he came over and he says, we're really trying to get more Made in America products. And I said, doesn't look to me like you're trying very hard. And I'm not trying to be rude. And he says, well, what can we do to please you? And I said, get rid of all this trash. That's your first thing. I said, all of these appliances are made in China, every damn one of them. I need a new electric blanket. Sunbeam, made in China. And I will not buy one. I will stay wrapped up in my many layers of fleece until I find an electric blanket made in America. I said, I went to buy a vacuum. Mine finally died after, 14 years? I said, all made in China. I found a place in Missouri, actually two places in Missouri, and I paid $300 for it. But, my God, my vacuums last me forever.
Yeah,
and
that's
I bought one made in Missouri. Excellent vacuum. Excellent vacuum.
Good for you. Good for you. That's the way to do it. I mean, you were rabid about it, but that's good. The conviction, you got to, that's what has to happen. If more people do that, then the quality would be better. Trust me, even the prices would get better if it became commonplace. That's part of the problem.
Well, people would say, my God, $300 for a vacuum. Well, I live alone, and I don't vacuum all that often. I have two vacuums, by the way. I have a big shop vac, a huge shop vac, and then my Hoover thing, my upright. And I just use it to do my carpet. So it'll last me a very long time because my last upright, well, I had a little cheaper that I did buy at Walmart when my house flooded because I needed one, like, now. But it lasted 14 years. And if I'm not mistaken, it was made in America also. but I just used it to death. I just flat wore it out. But anyway, let me real
quick. Good for you.
Don from Wyoming made a comment about when we were talking about the unemployment and different things.
Yeah.
Just remember, yeah, you know, I've got a whole lot of notes about what he said that night. And
see, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's why she's the intern. She takes notes on the show. I love that. You're going back and looking at his notes. I love that.
Just remember, when you buy Made in China, you are helping build their infrastructure and their military up that will fight against us eventually. So every product you buy made in China, you have supported a communist country's infrastructure and their military. And I'll close on that note for now.
Thanks, Izzy. I love that. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, see, here's the problem. It's what she's talking about. She's very rabid and passionate about it, and we've actually gone to some of the companies that she's mentioned, and they were checked out. They were great companies, and the people had various reasons for wanting Made in America. So, you know, it's the place where you are where, sure, do we want to have trade with other countries? Absolutely. But when so much of the trade goes in one direction and you're just pushing jobs off to other countries, jobs that Americans could do that people are struggling to find. I mean, we keep hearing this, oh, it's turning around. And I know I say the same thing because I don't know how to say it any differently. That's a bunch of crap. I don't know of these jobs that are so plentiful all over the place. Yes, if you drive a truck and you can go to North Dakota, okay, there are some places where you can find that, but there are jobs that are, I mean, we're still missing, we're not clicking on all cylinders, not when the unemployment is 8, 9, really, honestly, 10%. All right, the president's approval ratings are soaring. He's back to 50% for the first time in 8 months. He's got an edge on all of the Republican presidential candidates in any of the hypothetical head-to-head matchups. And you can check different polls, and they're all give you a little bit of a different result. But this was a CNN ORC International poll showing that the Republicans' advantage on enthusiasm has been erased, and that the number of Americans who think things are going well in the country is on the rise. 6 out of 10 say things are going poorly in the country, but 4 out of 10 say things are going well. That's up 15 points since last November. Wow.